A lot of our heroes we think of as great were given that honor a little too late. Finally famous, but after they're dead, could we let them be great while they're living instead? People now famous, like Vincent van Gogh, the great Galileo, Kafka, and Poe, while they were alive, they never knew fame. Nobody cheered when speaking their name. But today we are happy that isn't the case, as we gather together at this wonderful place. For 35 years, we've all come to know a true Denver legend we couldn't let go. Loved by so many, it stood long and proud, labeled the best by a strong, loyal crowd. With service unmatched and delectable dishes, its menu well known is superbly delicious. The legend we speak of, good gents and dear ladies, is the one and the only incomparable Zadie's. A true vision realized by a man named Gerard. To bring it to life, he worked very hard. Word quickly spread of this wonderful venue and the great Jewish comfort food gracing its menu. Matzo ball soup, delicious pastrami, latkes and blintzes and kosher salami. A true Denver landmark, the deli became a place people loved and a household name. But something set Zadie's apart from the rest. What was this thing that made Zadie's the best? It was more than good service, more than great food, more than the extras they'd often include, more than the feeling of homemade delight, more than the way that you'd savor each bite. The thing that takes Zadie's beyond and above is a special ingredient simply called love. The love that Gerard brought to work every day made Zadie's much more than a deli cafe. The love that went into each dish they prepare made Zadie's a place to which none could compare. But I've always been kind of a wondering man, so I started to wonder who started this plan. Who is behind this great resurrection to bring Zadie's back with its deli perfection? It happened because of three dreamers who said, "We need to bring Zadie's back from the dead." Because of Max Apple and Joel, his son, and also Beth Ginsburg, they got the job done. It'll be even better than ever before. Over 100 seats and outside 30 more. A bit further east in their brand new location, more spaces to park so there's no more frustration. But the heart and the soul are forever unchanged, though you might find the tables just a bit rearranged. But the legacy built by Gerard and his son is back and will always be second to none. So grab your best buddy, your sister or brother, bring your Aunt Miriam, your dad or your mother, hop on your scooter or drive your Mercedes. It's time to get hungry and come back to Zadie's.